Grant.
Hey, Bobby, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I am doing pretty well. Sorry I missed your call. I was just in and out of meetings there.
No, I understand. Okay, so what I wanted to explain to you was, yes, that used to be our criteria. You are right, but we're moving away from standardized criteria. So now, A, I don't even know what our criteria is. They don't tell us anything.
That's pretty funny.
It's not funny, Grant. It's try working in this environment. It's not funny.
Funny in a peculiar way.
Yeah. Well, they don't want other companies knowing how we approve deals, so that whatever. Just
it is what it is.
Here's the way it's explained to me, and I'm starting to figure it out. There's minor tweaks to it along the way that puzzle me sometimes. So the new dynamic pricing module is this. First thing we consider is business type. Second thing is time in business. Third thing is credit score. Okay? For every different NICS code and every different business type, there's different criteria. So you could send me, hypothetically, a restaurant that does $100,000 a month with a 550 credit score and been in business for 1 year,
mm-hmm.
and you might get Premier Plus pricing.
Okay.
But if you send me a construction deal
mm-hmm.
that's been in business 1 year and has an 800 credit score, it'll get declined.
So even energy efficient solar solutions would be considered construction?
Yes. And the other part of that was, we don't really like green. We don't like anything that deals with solar power, because solar power is very, what's the word I'm looking for? It's very volatile.
Yeah.
When oil is hot and cheap, solar sucks. Nobody's investing in it. Nobody's doing anything with it. But when oil's expensive, everybody's all over solar stuff. So it's very volatile. It's as volatile as oil is. So we kind of see those hand in hand. On any deal, the longer time they've been in business is going to increase our chances of being able to work with it.
Yeah, I knew this one was a little bit tough. It's just that they had such high revenue. I kind of thought of you guys as an option, you know, huge ledgers and large projected revenues. But hey, if that's how BFS rolls, I'll just have to keep that in mind going forward. You know, you guys have typical industry preferences, manufacturers, restaurants, people who deposit frequently daily, and these just aren't fitting the book.
Yeah, and construction, what I've seen, my feeling is that no construction deal that's under 5 years in business is getting approved right now.
Oh, that's unfortunate to hear, because I was just starting to kind of angle BFS towards more of our larger construction deals, because I know in the past you guys were dishing out some good construction approvals.
Well, we still will. I mean, Grant, don't get me wrong. If they're in business 2 years with a good credit score, send it. I'll fight for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's going to take me to push it through the system. It's not just going to go in soft. So,
yep.
If I were you and you had a deal like that, don't send it straight through the submissions department. Send it to me personally so that I can drive it through the process and then fight for it once it's time to get priced.
Considering this new model, are there any new procedures you think would help, you know, make this process easier for the both of us? You've just mentioned this one process, but is there anything else you can think of?
Um,
any other like industries that maybe you've seen changes in? Are you guys upping your credit requirements for certain industries? I'm just speaking out loud here.
No, it's biz type specific. Okay. Like I said, restaurants with shitty credit that run a lot of credit cards, they're getting approved for the huge offers. Like,
yeah.
I put in a restaurant with $80K a month,
mm-hmm.
and I got like a $160K offer on it.
Fuck.
And they had like 5 years in business with a mediocre credit score.
Was it an MCA?
So no, it was a loan.
That's crazy.
The one I did for Cara, like 2 weeks ago, that thing flew right through the system. It was like so simple because it was a restaurant.
That was an MCA.
That was an MCA, but it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah,
it's all about the biz type, time in business, and credit score.
Yeah. Yeah, no, okay, well, you know, it's always valuable for us to understand your process so that we're sending you the correct things. I just remember a few months ago we talked about construction, but we'll just need to note that going forward, we're not going to really be holding back anything. I've sent, like, I think, like, 3 different deals to BFS today, so, you know, still keep you guys in mind, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. And I sent, I'm going to be out of the office tomorrow and Friday.
You going on vacation?
But, yeah, I'm going over the west coast of Florida. I rented a house on an island.
Hell yeah.
And we're going to be over there fishing and riding golf carts. There's no cars. Everything's boats and boats and golf carts. Yeah, it's awesome.
I just got back from San Francisco myself, seeing a music festival. So my vacation time is done for August, though. I'm back to the grind, but that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Well, when I get back, I'll send you some photos. It's a beautiful place.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. So tomorrow starts your vacation. You'll be back on Monday.
Yeah, but Dan Waldman's covering my files, and you'll be communicating with Dan. All of his contact info will be on my out of office reply.
Are you?
And you can always.
Him?
Yes.
Okay.
And you always have Laura, so you know you can always call Laura, and she'll get an answer. Nobody's replying to you.
Got it. Okay.
All right?
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you for giving me a call and explaining this.
No problem, big guy. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Enjoy your vacation.
Thanks, Grant. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye.